I have traveled quite a bit, talked to many, many crowds, many, many individuals. Rarely do I come across somebody that is beyond survival. Survival has two points, sir. One, the physical survival of this life, the panic that kicks in when you're drowning. Another one is the psychological survival of the idea of self. To survival. So when we talk about survival, we are addressing both. I want you to think on this. A mind, a brain, that is only concerned about survival, has to be a very poor mind, poor brain. At most, just get through. It's like when you sit for the exam, all you hope is pass. Just pass, I'm happy. Now, if you just pass life, you have just passed life, you missed life. I want you to contemplate the kind of brain one must possess, a consciousness, that will rise beyond survival. First, it has to be a very strong individual in this context that he knows or he has transcended personal survival. Somehow he has survived that. And only when somebody passed that will he develop the courage to go beyond and to pursue living. You have to understand, almost 99.9% of humanity miss life. This life does not make sense at all. Look around, see the people you know, they lie, all of them lie. How are you? Fine, thank you. So it's a standard society lie. But really look, is he living? Does he know what living is? Is he alive? Is he celebrating? Is his day a blessing? Is he rejoicing? Once in a while you fall in love. Once in a while. And suddenly life is so colorful. Because love happens only when survival is met, you know. If not, love cannot happen. That is why in love you rather die. You can die. Or you kill. Or something. People die for love. It appears love is available when you go beyond survival. Have you seen? I'm just giving you your example. This is not my example. This is your example. When love is there, somehow your survival instinct is switched off. You can do the most daring thing. You rise beyond. So we are missing that in life. When you notice your own brain activity, your own mind, your own consciousness, at all times, survival is the only thing. That is why the best things in life misses. Once somebody asked, why enlightenment, that word, the reality of the word miss humanity? I said, enlightenment is only possible for the one who has gone beyond survival. You see, the West is very interested in it now. For one reason, somehow survival, they are transcending it. It's little bit. When I say little, seven people. In Asia, we get one. So in ratio. They've gone a little bit beyond survival. They're looking at what's beautiful in life. What is something more? There has to be. But even to ask that, it feels wrong. The one that who seeks beauty or seeks something beyond appears to be wrong in our own consciousness, because survival has been the only language we know. That is why most love affair is eventually you will be surviving. Most meetings are survival commitment. Thus you find a tasteless life. Now, this is what you need to understand. If you want anything excellent, you want anything worth, that survival has to be transcended. It appears the sympathetic has to be switched off. Hopefully not totally. Then I get into trouble. It appears. So I'm asking, we are asking this question, am I inviting beauty into my life? That is why masters or people who have attained to this are absolutely, trust me when I say this, absolutely useless people for this world. I'm first in line. Absolutely. You know why? They don't care about survival. They are living for something more. When the whole world is only concerned about survival. That is why Vincent Van Gogh was absolutely useless until some idiot attached a price tag to his painting. Did you know his painting, I think the sunflower painting, was sold for £60 million. I don't know how many zeros are in there when you convert it to ringgit. It's times 9, I think. He gave it for a room for a night and a hot meal. That was the price they paid him. Probably less than $3. £60 million. Only when it has the survival value attached to it. I remember I was 17. My father said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to be an artist. Send me to art school. I said, no way, I'm not sending you. What a useless profession. No, they are right in some context. They wanted me to survive. Wanted me to make money. That is why most lives are not dedicated to the higher. I hope those who are here not for survival. I'm not the person for it. I hope you are here because you have the intelligence to know the right way to move is to move towards the higher, because in the higher, the lower is totally mastered. It is a different consciousness, a different brain, a different awareness. For that, you must become utterly clear the movement of survival. Sometimes we make friends. That's not friend, that's just survival bonding. You got to know that. I'm not saying it is wrong. But I'm saying you have to be so aware that you can make the distinction. What I have dedicated my life towards has been towards that which is beyond survival. When somebody feels silent, when somebody feels happy, when somebody is blissed out, there is no monetary value attached to it. But only through such a person, I'm just giving it to you from another door, excellence can be born. Now, for that, what we need? I spent the first 15 years of my life teaching mastery. Because I found out, only when you have deep mastery over yourself, over your life, would you transcend the fear of survival. So mastery is actually a little tool for you to go beyond the fear of survival and to come back to you, in which you can rise to the more and the higher. rise to the subtle. Then this life is a celebration. When two people meet beyond survival, I promise you, love happens. Friendship happens. Something more happens. If it's entwined with survival, it is nothing but a tool of survival. Now, is your life dedicated for survival, or is your life directed towards living in celebration? Really? And to this consciousness that is aware about celebration and something higher, there is so much I would like to share. There's so much I can offer. But you must understand, you are a victim. You are a victim of the training for survival. We should raise our children in celebration. We should raise our children in deep capacity to celebrate, to rejoice, to enjoy, to want the more. That's why even the word meditation is only becoming popular because it has got some kind of medical connotation. Bring down stress. It has to have some kind of survival value. If not, even they would not bother about it. You have to understand, there is a vested interest in keeping you frightened. There is a vested interest. They want you to continue being frightened. Only then you can be ruled. You need to be kept in a panic state at all time, so you miss the ugliness that they sell it to you. That is the only way they can dominate you, by frightening you. When a man rises to say, I am not afraid anymore. If death comes, I die. And he rises beyond the survival because he knows inevitably, death is certain. He cannot avoid it. And he rises beyond all fear of survival. He, for the first time, is free to live. And it is strange, to that person, more faculties of his brain become available. More faculties of his brain become available. Not just the primitive impulses of the reptilian, but more. Then the best of him comes out. Now, the question is, how do I find that security within me to transcend the fear which is keeps me encaged in survival? How can I find that bravery? Whether it's the right word, I don't. How can I find that inner space that I can rise beyond this fear? You see, have you seen when you're relaxed and you're happy? If you go to the beach, you're relaxed, you're happy. You're not worried about survival. You see more, you enjoy more. The same place, if you get into fear, every beauty disappears. Think on it. When that is not in operation, it appears life offers more. My understanding is, in that psychology, your brain capacity increases. Your ability soars. And only through that, the best of you will come out. And only when the best of you come out, do you truly live as a contributor to humanity? Now, I leave you with this today. We will spend 30 minutes in silence. This meditation will not bring your pressure down. On the contrary, it might increase it. If anybody say meditation is good for your health, I'm the example, it is not true. I have all kinds of problems now. I want you to meditate to see, can you find that courage in you to go beyond survival? Can you find that space in which your survival is not the predominant motivation, the predominant activated? That I know how to slip into that state where survival is not in operation, love is. You understand? If I'm with a man is with a woman is with a man, and the woman is afraid he's going to leave, there cannot be love, isn't it? Survival, I don't want to lose him. That is operating. And because of that, they will do all kinds of things. But when that is not in operation, one can act rightly. Thus, I say, right action is born when I'm not bothered about survival. Then I do what is right. If not, I do what to survive. Think on it. Thus, one of the methods one must find is the ability to come to that space within oneself where survival is not the predominant action. And all you got to do is switch off that survival action. You don't have to try to love. Love is the only thing comes into action. And that is the beginning of intelligence. Do you know, always people ask me, why do we find wrong partners? Because all you are looking is to survive another. You are not looking to celebrate. This requires a little bit looking into. How can I be in a space with myself? How can I be with a space with the world in which my survival does not come into operation, in which I understand my love acts? There's a beautiful artist here, amazing artwork, master in his art. When I see his art, that's art. In Indian they say, an arti richi. Arti richi means has shaken me. Like, wow. But that is a celebration of beauty. You forget food, you know. You forget survival. Have you seen? You forget everything else. And those are the moments you live for. I'm leaving you this exercise to find a space. Survival doesn't come into action. And I recognize when survival doesn't come into action, love acts. But love is not your action. It acts, so let's not talk about that. Just come to a space where survival doesn't come. You see, survival is a disease, you know. People are surviving with $10, people are surviving with $10,000, people are surviving with $10 million. It's a disease. I wonder whether you can get this. This is so important and so beautiful. It is an internal state. You find that state. The spiritual teaching or the esoteric teaching is don't let the self come in. Because self is a byproduct of fear. There's another door. But that's a difficult door. They say when you don't bring the self, you don't bring that which needs to survive. Thus you will not act from survival. Look at the point. Because that which needs to survive is the self. So if you don't bring the self in, there's no survival. But that door is a very difficult door. Now I leave you with this, you know, just for a while. That you know that space, you wake up, you know how to get into that space, you start your day with that space. And you learn to act. You know what happens? I'll give you the symptom. You act in deep courage. You act, and the courage is not a put on, you know. It's natural courage. You act with deep energy. You act with deep clarity. You act forcefully. In such a force, it's unbelievable. Because that is missing is why we are afraid of our survival. Do you know, only an Indian can discover this. Because it's so twisted. Have you seen the Indian language, how we write so twisted? That's why now I know why I was born in Indian. Chinese cannot, straight lines. It is so damn twisted. One, either it's twisted or I am. Let's leave that discussion for another day. Think on it. Because this is missing, that is why you are afraid of survival. And living without survival, I give you the key, living without survival, coming into action, in excellence, is love, is mastery, is meditation. Now, for 30 minutes, try this. Just ponder. Sit with this. See whether you can find that space. And then let me see whether I can come and mess you up even more.